These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and welcome to Community Comment. I am not your esteemed host, that would be Terry Bell, and we will get to him in just a moment, but I am here to tell you about what's going on over at Professional Floor Covering, the proud sponsor here for Community Comment. And folks, if you have not taken advantage of the Pro Edge sharpening at Professional Floor Edge, or at Professional Floor Covering, if you will, what are you waiting for? They have a full service blade sharpening shop. They sharpen blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. And if that lawnmower is not quite doing what it was earlier this summer, then that means it's the perfect time to get it over to Professional Floor Covering. They will take care of those lawnmowers and get them sharpening as much as they should with all this rain we've been getting lately. It doesn't look like that's going to be stopping anytime soon either. Saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, ag blades, and almost anything with an edge, they will take care of it over at Professional Floor Covering. Just call 920-887-8341. They are an Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Their website is proflr.com. Their locally owned, Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And now, without further ado, we will throw it to Terry Bell for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you very much, JKs. We are here for community comments as soon as I can manage this broadcast according to the stream. I need to set up a broadcast before we can start streaming. I was pretty certain I had already done that, so not really sure what's going on with that. Anyway, for our radio audience, though, I want to welcome you to Community Comments. We are talking, as we do every month, with Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. We welcome you to Community Comment.
Thanks for having us.
We always like being here.
As always, there is a joke to start off our monthly time together. So, Jenny, take it away.
Okay, thank you. So, why did the ice cream truck break down?
I honestly don't know. Why did the ice cream truck break down?
Because of the rocky road.
Very good.
Okay. Very summer appropriate today.
That's true. Yeah. It's good ice cream weather for sure. Well, I know among the many things you want to talk about today is encouraging people to plan their Medicare and health savings accounts.
Yeah, so a health savings account essentially is a savings account that the employee and the employer can contribute a monthly dollar amount. And really, a person would be eligible for a health savings account if the employer offers a high deductible health insurance plan. And so you can use that health savings account to meet that high deductible, because depending on the plan itself, and obviously the employee, if it's a individual or if it's a family plan, a lot of those deductibles can be $3,000, $8,000 before the plan starts to help pay for those medical expenses. So the health savings account is really intended to try to lessen that burden of meeting that deductible. But where it plays into Medicare is really the planning purposes for a number of reasons. The first one is if you end up working later, which we have been seeing a lot more people work later and not retire right at 65, which is the eligibility for Medicare. And then they retire, 2, 3, 4 years later. If they and their employer don't stop contributing to that health savings account, there could be a tax penalty then when they go file for that next year's taxes. Mm-hmm. And it's just really that tax-free dollars and getting public benefits where the clash is. So it's not a Medicare rule. It's an IRS rule. And where the Medicare rule comes into play is if you sign up for Medicare after age 65, Social Security can backdate Part A up to 6 months. So where the planning comes into play is if you decide to, and only if you have a health savings account. If you don't, then this part really doesn't matter to your Medicare planning. But we've been seeing a lot more people have health savings accounts just because of where the employers are going with offering health insurance. So if you end up applying for Medicare after the age of 65 because you're working, you have this health savings account, you just have to be mindful that even though you might not be retiring until a certain date, you still have to stop those contributions 6 months beforehand because of Social Security backdating Part A specifically. Part B can be more in the present time of when you want it to start once the health insurance ends. But it's more of an issue with Part A going back 6 months that you really can't help Social Security to not do.
I can imagine that all this is rather confusing to a lot of people, and you're there to help sort through all that confusion.
Yeah, I would say just in the last month or two, I had a referral that was just this. Just the woman was planning to end work. Or maybe it was just ending the health insurance and she wanted to continue working. I forget the details. But we just went around in circles for probably like 45 minutes. And it was helpful because Jenny and I have these huge wall calendars on our wall that list out the whole year. So I just remember sitting in my office and I was just staring at this calendar. Thankfully, she wasn't in my office because she probably was thinking that I was just ignoring her. But it was counting the months, you know, of going back 6 months. But then we were talking about when her open enrollment period for the health insurance for her to stop that employer coverage. So it was just a lot of, you know, that tracking that time span and when to do what.
Which is one of the reasons we encourage people to take our Medicare class, which we'll talk about later on. But these are the types of things that we talk about in our classes, making sure people are aware of these little nuances that you wouldn't know about otherwise. It's not something that you learn about in high school, is learning about stopping your Medicare health savings account 6 months ahead of time. So these are important things for you to know.
Yeah. And we don't really go into everybody's specific situation, but I think it's just explaining what the rule is. And actually, I think this woman took our class, if my memory is right. I think she took our class, you know, 2, 3, 4 months ago, and now she's starting to plan, and she's like, hey, I knew that this was going to be affecting me, but she didn't know how. So having that more one-on-one conversation about what she wants to do and then have the rules fit what that looks like, I think was very helpful to her. She told me that she was still a little confused, but just having that conversation and trying to map out what those months look like, I think was really helpful.
Yeah, is there any kind of rule of thumb? I mean, I imagine maybe some people keep working and they will have a tough time choosing whether they need to go on Medicare or whether they just keep going with their employer's private insurance.
So when I talk to people about that, when you're eligible for Medicare and you're picking up how you want that to look like in terms of the specific plan, you're not sharing that cost. You are 100% paying that cost on your own. Whereas when you're working, a lot of times the employer will share at least that monthly premium for you. And depending on, you know, how the coverage looks, most of the time the employer coverage in terms of benefits would be slightly better than Medicare with having the vision and dental, at least on the preventative end, that right now original Medicare doesn't provide the preventative dental. So it's really kind of just, you know, talking about things to consider and, you know, depending on how the person is familiar with their employer health insurance to kind of evaluate that to see what means the best to them.
Very good. We are talking to Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County, and talking about all the things that they do to help seniors and people with disabilities. We're going to take a break right here and be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
This Tuesday at 6 p.m., join Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam for a timeless tradition. It's the 25th anniversary of the Tower Lanes Classic Car Shows. Cruise over and enjoy stunning classic cars, delicious dinner specials, and a refreshing beverage. It's the perfect evening out for car lovers and families alike. Celebrate 25 years of history with Tower Lanes. Great cars, good food, and fun memories. Don't miss it. See you Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam. Find the full car show schedule at BolinBeaverDam.com.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
We are back with more community comment here on 95.3 WBEV. And without further ado, here is Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Jake. We're talking about the services in Dodge County for aging and then disability with the Aging and Disability Resource Center, Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer with us. And wanted to know more about a letter sent out to MAP members who are at risk of losing their benefits.
Yeah, so for the listeners who are maybe unfamiliar with the term, MAP stands for Medicaid Purchase Plan. So when I explain to people about what Medicaid is in Wisconsin, I explain it as this big umbrella in the state for people who have low income and assets. And when you apply, income and assets are usually asked of the person who's applying. And then it filters through all of these benefits, and whatever fits the particular situation is the one that sticks for what they're eligible for. And MAP, I would say, is very special to Wisconsin because it does have the highest income and asset limit out of all of the Medicaid programs. And it's really specialized for people who have a disability determination. So that's kind of what the MAP program is at large. And one of the eligibility requirements of the MAP program is that you have to perform some type of work. And a lot of people get a little confused when you see the work as part of the eligibility, and they're like, what? I have a disability. I can't work. There's no way I can do this. But work can come in two different forms. You can either have paid employment. You have a job and you're getting a paycheck every 2 weeks and you work for a company or an agency. Or you can do what's called in-kind work. And in-kind work essentially is like a bartering system where you're doing a job for someone, in an exchange, they give you something of similar value. So I have some people who walk a neighbor's dog or get the neighbor's mail because of maybe some mobility issues. In an exchange, they get a bag of groceries. And with the work component, you only have to do 1 hour a month. So that's another misconception that people have to work all these hours, but you really don't. You just have to work 1 hour a month. But anyways, this letter that got sent out, it actually got sent out to about 1,200 MAP enrollees on June 13th, and it was informing those people that they were not meeting that work requirement. So they didn't send in proof of their earnings or an in-kind statement between them and the other person that they're doing that in-kind bartering for. There wasn't documentation proving that they were doing their work. So it basically said that in the letter that you had to respond by the end of June, that you were doing the work, and you would have to respond in our area to the Capital Consortium, or you would lose that Medicaid benefit. And Medicaid is just such a huge lifesaver for people who either are using Medicaid as a secondary insurance to Medicare to try to buffer the out-of-pocket cost, or that is their primary health insurance. So it can be really devastating for people who maybe don't even understand the letters to realize something as simple can be fixed. So we just wanted to share that with the community, that if you received that letter, you weren't quite sure how to respond, and your benefits are now terminated, please give us a call because we can help you restart those benefits.
Yes, don't hesitate to do so. If you've already let the letter grow cold and you still haven't made those contacts, do so now. It's never too late to make a step in the right direction.
Yeah, just because your benefits are off does not mean that they can't go back on.
Right.
And I gather what we're talking about is the cuts that were made in the recent federal budget bill and how that's going to affect people on Medicaid.
This is actually separate from that.
Thanks for clearing that up.
So people had to have the work requirement anyhow. So for a while during COVID, the work requirements weren't required because that was put on hold. But now the work requirements are necessary again for the MAP, whether it's the in-kind or regular, go to a regular type of job type of situation. Those requirements are necessary again, and so people aren't used to sending in their proof of work like they were in the past. Mm-hmm. So now it's getting back into that habit again of proving that you are working just for this one type of Medicaid.
Yes, that's a good point. Not all Medicaid has a work requirement, at least today speaking. We might see that with the federal legislation that was passed, but right now in Wisconsin, that work piece is only for the MAP program.
Right. Yeah. For those who are not familiar, they tell us about the MAP program and why the work requirements are different than other kinds of Medicaid.
I think, to be honest with you, I don't know exactly the reason. Do you know?
Well, there's higher value to it. So normally with Medicaid, you can only have $2,000 in assets. So assets being like what's in your savings account or what's in your checking account, or if you have savings bonds or CDs or a life insurance policy or anything like that. Whereas with MAP, you can have up to $15,000. So there's different amount of money that you can have. And so because of that, there's just different requirements. Because you are working, it's a work incentive program. So they're encouraging people to work.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
Yeah, there's the encouragement to work, to give back to society, to have a purpose, to wake up in the morning and do something.
Right.
And I think with the asset limits specifically, I think it was encouraging people to have more of a savings.
Right. So you have more of a savings and you can have more money that your income is coming in per month as well. So normally with the other Medicaid programs, there's different levels of the Medicaid programs and you can have a different amount of money coming in per month, whether it's through earned income or unearned income. And unearned income is money that you're getting, like, for example, through Social Security, versus earned income is what you're getting through work or in kind. You're earning that money. Mm-hmm. So that amount of money level changes with different Medicaid programs. And with the MAP program, you can have more income coming in.
Very good. Perhaps what we've been talking about raises some questions in your mind. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can call us at 920-887-9595. So you can call or text at that number, 920-887-9595. Or call us here at the WBEV studio at 885-4446. Also, an issue right now happening is Medicaid coverage during eligibility redeterminations, I should say.
Yeah, so there was just some slight changes, again, not connected to the federal bill that was recently passed. this was already in the works for a little bit here in Wisconsin, but traditionally when people are on Medicaid, and a lot of people that are listening might refer it to as Badger Care, which Badger Care is just one of those sub-programs of Medicaid, but also food share and some other benefits, people do have to do a renewal. And depending on their benefit program, it can be once a year, it can be every 6 months, depending on the person's situation. And so the state Medicaid agency, they were trying to lessen that burden a little bit when it comes to the renewal, because you not only have to respond when it's your renewal time, but you also have to provide new verification documents for all of your income and assets that Jenny kind of listed, which can be kind of burdensome and maybe some a little bit overwhelming. Not quite sure how to get the documents, when to turn it in, who to turn it into. So anyways, the new redetermination for Medicaid is that the agency, which is the Capital Consortium for Dodge County, is going to start doing more of what's called administrative renewals. And those administrative renewals are basically saying that the consortium has access to these electronic databases such as the DMV and certain financial institutions that are able to put in a request and automatically get that information on behalf of that Medicaid member or food share member. So the person doesn't have to show proof. The agency can take that burden and just get the information that they need to make that renewal either favorable or unfavorable. However, if the agency cannot verify that income, because maybe it's employment income and they don't have those electronic connections to all of the employers, or maybe an asset that they don't have that connection to, the individual is still going to have to be responsible for turning in those documents. So I think it's going to be easier for most people, especially who are on maybe just Social Security benefits. They don't have to turn in that statement they received in January and their renewal is in September, and they're like, oh, shoot, I don't know where I put that piece of paper. But I think it's going to be a lot easier for the agency, too, to get the information that they need and not have to worry about so much paperwork. So you should be still getting notices if the agency can't complete that administrative renewal. And as always, you know, if you get something from the consortium that's really hard to read, because that's very true, they've been working at trying to make those letters easier and more plain language, but we still see some letters that are a little complicated. But don't hesitate to reach out.
Very good. We're going to take a break for the news and be back for more community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Mike Waltz is facing questions from lawmakers for the first time since he was ousted as National Security Advisor. Waltz has been tapped to be the next U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for his confirmation hearing. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy confirming that two people were killed in flooding on Monday night. The governor in a hard-hit suburb of New Jersey.
Last night we got crushed, not just here in Berkeley Heights, but in this part of the state in particular. Sadly, two losses of life in Plainfield, in a vehicle that was swept away, and they sadly, the deceased were extracted.
Inflation rose last month to their highest level since February as President Trump's sweeping tariffs pushed up the cost of everything from furniture and clothing to large appliances. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang says they have now won approval from the Trump administration to sell high-powered computer chips made for AI to China. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News. I'm Terry Bell. The man accused of taking a pregnant teenage girl from Beaver Dam out of state last spring has a court appearance today. Gary Day faces several felony charges, including abducting a child and child enticement. He's looking at a possible 80 years in prison. Investigators say the two met online and struck up an illegal relationship. The man charged with trying to poison several women in south-central Wisconsin is bound over for trial. Paul Van Dyne is charged in Dane County Court with two counts of attempted homicide and stalking. He also faces charges in Rock County. Court records say Van Dyne and Andrea Whitaker used chemicals like cyanide to poison women who Van Dyne used to date. Juneau police say they know who's behind a recent rash of vandalism. Police Chief David Beal says the children were caught on camera and recognized. Charges have been forwarded to the Dodge County Human Services Department for damaging property at the city park and the playground at Dodgeland School. Their families will likely have to pay for the damage. The second installment of property tax payments is due at the end of the month. County Treasurer Chris Keith says that people can pay by mail or in person at the County Administration Building in Juneau. They can also pay online, or they can call the treasurer's office toll-free. There's more information at dailydodge.com. Dodge County has a new Fairest of the Fair. Ariana Hildebrandt is a senior at UW Green Bay from Hustisford. She won the honor last night at Bayside Supper Club in Beaver Dam. Hildebrandt says she wants to show people the county fair has something for everyone. The Dodge County Fair runs August 13th through the 17th. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
87 today, under mainly sunny skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 68 tonight. Chance for storms, tomorrow 86, partly cloudy. Slight chance of rain showers, Thursday, high temperatures reach up to 71. 76, sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, 78.
Looking for a pharmacy that goes the extra mile? Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Pharmacy is here for you. Enjoy short wait times, the convenience of delivery right to your door, or quick and easy curbside pickup. They also offer bubble packaging, vaccinations, and more. Plus, they accept most insurances, making it even easier to get the care you need. Call them today at 920-356-0040 for more information. Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Pharmacy. Your health, their priority.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday at 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
Save big on everything for your appliance upgrade when you shop at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on all appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV. I'm Jake Hayes, and we are powered by Daily Dodge. This is Community Comment. And before we get rolling here with more of the action, wanted to talk to you about our friends over at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Discover the service department at McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. If you have a wooden chair that wiggles back and forth, they can re-glue it. They can also fix tables and footstools or other items that have loosened over time. McKintry's will rewire lamps, plus they can come to your home and repair your lift chairs because they keep all the necessary parts in stock and ready to go. McKintry's is an authorized service center for all Lazy Boy products. Take advantage of their outstanding free delivery service. When you purchase your furniture at McKintry's, they will unpack and inspect your furniture and deliver it for free and place it right in your room where you want it. They also do creative picture framing, and their staff will help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance your artwork as well as your home. Do you need a little help with how to place furniture in your room? Their design team can help. Discover McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And now, without further ado, we will throw to Terry Bell for today's community comment.
Thank you so much, Jake. We are talking with Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. It's been a confusing time for a lot of people. Everything that's been happening in Congress with what we know as the Big Beautiful Bill that just passed, it's creating a lot of concern about what might happen to people who are on Medicaid in Wisconsin. It seems like quite a few people could potentially lose their Medicaid. It seems like a lot of people will see their work requirements increase. And I was just wondering if maybe we could take some time here to maybe clear up some misunderstandings and then maybe make things a little clearer for people listening.
Yeah, the biggest thing to know right now is that we don't have a lot of answers. So while the bill did pass, there's still a lot of unknowns. So there is a lot that needs to trickle down to our state still. The federal end of it still needs to be cleared up. There's a lot of language inside the bill that isn't understood. And once that language is understood more, then our state needs to work on figuring out what that means for us. So while we would love to be able to sit down and explain this is exactly what's going to happen to our state's Medicaid program, we don't know yet. And we would love to be able to explain it so that way everybody on the radio can know. And as soon as we understand it, that is definitely what our goal is, to come on the radio and explain it to everybody, because we want to understand it as well and how it's going to affect everyone. One thing that we want to encourage everyone, though, is to continue speaking to your senators and your legislators and let them know what the Medicaid programs mean to you. I know a lot of you listeners have been speaking to people, and we want that to continue. And we're going to share a little bit of information with you on how to contact them. I don't know if, Amanda, you want to add more on?
I think just putting a human connection to what people are afraid of and share your story of how Medicaid and food share really impact your life as an individual. Is it the services and supports that are coming into your home because of Medicaid to allow you to live independently that might be limited or restricted in some way? Or are you worried about what your budget's going to look like with buying groceries if there's some restrictions or limitations on food share? I don't think that the conversation is over. Just because this bill has passed doesn't mean that there can be some improvements. I know Jenny during the break was talking about your meeting that you listen to every Friday. And it's a really great meeting to really for us to kind of understand what's going on. And what you've told me is just that there's still a lot of unknowns in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a very unique Medicaid program. Every state in the country operates their Medicaid program differently. Wisconsin has a federal Medicaid dollar match. So because that federal pot of money is essentially going to be gone or reduced, Wisconsin needs to know how we're going to pivot from that and still try to keep as many people on benefits as possible. But we just don't know exactly what's going to look like. And we just really wanted to really lay down the need for you to contact not only your federal legislatures, but your state and local legislatures. I think there's a lot of those people who are making votes on these legislations and laws that don't understand Medicaid. I mean, just in our conversation here, we've talked about how complicated Medicaid is. It's not one size fits all. And so I think just really explaining how that is impactful to you and to have more of a voice is really gonna maybe shine some light.
Maybe think about Medicaid is more than just, it affects more people than you even realize. There's people whose jobs are paid for through Medicaid. So, for example, if you have a caregiver coming into your home and you are someone who receives Medicaid, that caregiver is paid through Medicaid dollars. So their job is paid through Medicaid dollars. So it affects people in more ways than you even think of. Or there's things like the Medicare Savings Plan, which is Medicaid for people who have Medicare, their Part B premium that needs to be paid. So it's just a small form of
transportation. Transportation to medical appointments. Can you imagine if you need to go to a medical appointment, you need to schedule, what is it, MTM or VAIO? I always screw it up because it keeps changing. Anyways, the Medicaid transportation provider in Wisconsin, if you need to use them to go to a medical appointment, but because things are going to be changing, how is that going to look like for you being able to get your blood work done because of your warfarin levels?
Right. So we want to make sure that if you are so inclined and you do want to contact your representatives, that you know how to do so. So in Wisconsin, our senators are Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin. If you want to call them, Ron Johnson's number is 202-224-5323. And Tammy Baldwin's number is 202-224-5653. If you want to look up their contact information online, if you want to be able to do emails, you can look up any senator with www.senate.gov. You can then also go to www.house.gov/representatives for the House of Representatives. In Dodge County, the southern part of Dodge County is Scott Fitzgerald, and the north part is Glenn Grothman. I think I said that right.
I think you did, too. I was looking on the map, and it just kind of hovered around Beaver Dam, north and then south. There were some other pockets of Dodge County that went in different directions, but generally speaking, we just wanted to provide some information. But if you go to those two websites and you type in your zip code, it's going to specifically pull up who your contact is.
Very good. I think another thing to keep in mind is that, and this goes to what you had talked about earlier, the uncertainty of all of this. Any changes wouldn't take effect for another year or two, I don't believe. Am I close?
Right.
I'm guessing it's going to depend on the program. You know, maybe a small rollout. I don't think people are going to wake up one morning and be like, bam, these are all new rules. I think it's going to be kind of a slow rollout.
If memory serves me right, the last meeting I went to, I believe that the state had just passed their bill for everything for the next 2 years. So we're good for right now, but we just need to be prepared for what's coming down the pipeline.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We are going to take a break and be right back on Community Comment. We're talking with Amanda Higgins and Jenny Farmer of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of reasons to shop at Macy's, but here's one you might not know about. Macy's has free personal stylists to help you find the perfect looks for summer. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends. They know how to find the fits, sizes, and designers that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off the items you find at your first session. Book your free appointment in-store or at macys.com/personalstylist. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's time for an upgrade. Upgrade your view with new windows and enjoy summer year-round with a sunroom from Hometown Glass and Improvement. Schedule your free estimate with Hometown Glass now and choose from an amazing selection of windows with over 10 top brands. Shop local and leave your home improvements to the area experts. Visit their showroom on North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam and check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement. You can call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
Life is full of challenges and surprises. When legal matters arise, you need a trusted team on your side. At Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehlich, they have been guiding clients through estate planning, elder law, and various litigation matters since 1922. They have employed attorneys who are dedicated to providing quality legal services that meet their clients' needs in an efficient and ethically responsible manner. They're always close by with offices in Watertown, Columbus, and Lake Mills. Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehlich. To schedule a consultation, visit WatertownLaw.com.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and we are back with more community comment. For our last segment for today, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are talking with Jenny Farmer and Amanda Higgins with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. We thank them so much for their time today. And we should probably mention that people who are in the food share program may have lost some food, and there are ways for them to get it back.
Yes. So if you ever lose your, if you're receiving food share and for some reason you lose some of your food, whether it's due to a power outage, flood, fire, during the recent tornadoes that we had, you can get replacement benefits. You have 10 days to request the replacement of those benefits and another 10 days to complete the request for replacement. You can do this either online, on the phone, or by mail. In our area, you can call the Capital Consortium. The Capital Consortium's number is 888-794-5556. You can also call the ADRC and ask us to help you with this. I don't know if we've thrown out the number, but that's 920-386-3580. We're always happy to help as well. But something to keep in mind, because sometimes, you know, food spoils, and we want to make sure that you don't feel like you need to try to salvage this food because you may have just gone grocery shopping the day before the tornado, and all of a sudden you've lost power and your food went bad. We want to make sure that there's ways that you know that you can have that replenished. So you can also request it on the Access app. If you have the Access app, that's something that people who have food share or Medicaid program, they have that app. So that's another way that you can make that request for more benefits.
Very good. There are a lot of events coming up that you want to make people aware of. First of all, some Medicare classes that you'll be conducting.
You can talk about those.
Yes. So we highly encourage you to take our Medicare class. It's a class that we offer in Dodge County at the ADRC building, with the Human Services building. We have one coming up July 22nd at 9 a.m., and we have one August 18th at 1 p.m., and then we also have a joint class we'll be teaching with Jefferson County August 26th at 4 p.m. at the Watertown Library. We do that once a year in the fall. We love teaching a class with them in Watertown. If you want to take the Watertown class, if that just happens to work well for you, you don't have to live in Watertown to take that class. But if you want to take the Watertown class, call 920-674-8734. You're actually calling the Jefferson County ADRC when you call to register for that. It's just their turn to take the registration this year.
We play hot potato.
Go back and forth on who's doing that. Same class, no matter if you take it in Juneau or if you take it in Watertown. It's an important class to take. Like I was saying before, you know, there's some things you just don't learn in high school. We all have to go on Medicare at some point in time. It's a long class, you know, it's about 2 hours, but we go through all the basics, important information. If you haven't learned everything you need to know during that class and you have more questions afterwards, you can have a one-on-one appointment with us afterwards.
Mm-hmm. It's free.
It's free.
It's unbiased.
Unbiased.
We don't sell any products. We're not insurance agents. We just talk about the facts and how the different structure works for everybody.
We make it as painless as possible.
Yeah, we're kind of dorks a little bit.
Yeah, we're a little dorky.
It's very informal. You don't have to dress up or be fancy.
Right.
We're just normal people just trying to share education information.
Right. We send you home with a lot of papers afterwards for you to review afterwards. You don't even have to take notes. We have the notes printed out for you. So we make it as simple as possible. But we highly encourage you to sign up. Anybody who is approaching the age of 65, or if you haven't signed up for Medicare yet, and let's say you're reaching retirement age and you know you're going to be signing up for Medicare, or if you're on disability benefits and you're reaching that two-year mark, eventually you're going to be on Medicare automatically. You're another person who is going to need to know about Medicare. So we highly encourage you to join us. We have a Stepping on Falls prevention class that's going to be starting July 17th.
Thursday.
This Thursday.
I'm one of the facilitators for Stepping On. And we would be very interested in having a couple more people sign up, because more the merrier, right? The better the conversations. I think we have about 8 people signed up right now, but it's a falls prevention class, so it's just learning about tips and tricks on being safe in your home, along with being safe out in the community. There is just such a high percentage of falls in Wisconsin, which then trickle down to medical expenses and bills coming your way. So if you can learn some simple exercises and things to be mindful of, that can really help you in the long run to stay independent in your home. And it's a 2-hour class. We are holding it this summer at the Watermark in Beaver Dam. If you're interested, we do need people to register. Unfortunately, it can't be where you just walk in. This is an evidence-based class through the Wisconsin Institution of Healthy Living. So it has to be very structured with how we present the class to make it fit the mold of the evidence-based class and to improve those statistics. But we have a physical therapist that's coming a couple days to talk. We have a pharmacist that's coming, and we have an emergency preparedness guy that will come in and talk too. So it's an 8-week class. If you're interested, tell a friend, bring a friend, and sign up.
I imagine a fall is a big event in an older person's life. It may mark the turning point, I'm guessing, from going from being able to live fairly independently to maybe needing more help than they did before.
Absolutely. You're more cautious. You know, bones might be easier to break as you get older. So just learning about how all of that impacts you. There's a lot of storytelling of people's fall experiences, and then we kind of come together as a class and talk about how that made the person feel, what they did afterwards. So it's very engaging. You don't have to just sit there and listen. It's very back and forth, between the facilitators and the audience.
Okay, very good.
Another great thing that we have coming up is Blue Heron Boat Tour. So here in Horicon, we have this wonderful marsh that we all enjoy. Our ADRC is putting on sponsoring some boat tours. It's free for people who are 60 and above, $25 for anyone under the age of 60. We have spots available still on August 13th and on September 17th. If you go on September 17th, you actually go with Amanda and I.
That might be the funner one.
Right, of course.
I'm just kidding.
Of course, if you get to go with us. So it's at Blue Heron. You just need to call the ADRC to sign up. There is room for 30 people per boat. Call the ADRC at 920-386-3580 to sign up to register. And you just get to sit back and go on a boat tour. So we highly encourage you going. You'll be going to 305 Mill Street in Horicon to just hop on the boat. And like I said, 60 and above, it's absolutely free. So we really encourage you to sign up and join us. And
we did it last year. It's so fun.
It's a great time just going through.
Watching
just
the birds.
Going on the boat, watching the birds.
And we're surrounded by, you know, all this great opportunity to do that.
Right.
So seize it. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we really encourage you
and
to
free.
Go.
And free. Who likes free?
Right. Yeah, take advantage of the free stuff.
Very quickly now, as time runs out, let's talk about the shopping bus trips coming up.
Yeah, this is new. Jenny and I are definitely not experts on this. It's only been up and running for about a month or so. But ADRC has these accessible mini buses, and we decided to repurpose them a little bit and offer shopping trips. So I believe it's the third Tuesday of the month, and it's let me just see here. I think it's for the majority of the day. I think it's going to depend on how many people need to go shopping. It's not meant for people in communities that already have a taxi service like Watertown and Beaver Dam specifically. But if you live in Lowell or Reeseville and you need to come do some shopping at Walmart or maybe pick up some prescriptions or do some other errands, it's really meant to fill in that gap of people that have no transportation or lack of transportation in more of those rural areas. So shopping, my understanding primarily is going to be in Beaver Dam, and during that shopping experience, they want to do one fun stop. If it's going to grab some ice cream or going to the park for a half hour to hang out and just enjoy outside. But it's also helping to enhance isolation and just ensures that the Dodge County residents are getting their needs met. So if you're interested in going on that shopping bus trip, like I said, it's the third Tuesday of the month. I would just call our office to get more detailed information on what that day looks like.
Okay, Amanda Higgins, Jenny Farmer, thanks for an hour well spent. You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBVV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey, Terry, if we want to, we do have a caller on the line. I can make sure we can squeeze that in.
Oh, yeah, very good.
I'm game.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, caller, you are on the air. Just make sure your radio is turned down.
Yeah, let me turn this down. Hi, enjoy the show. I got a question. Everything with the Medicare is mainly for people that retired. Now, here's my situation. I'm 60 years old, and I was let go. I had talked to your facility. They sent me an application for disability. I've got many issues. I'm not going to – it's a laundry list, so I'm not going to waste your time on that.
That's okay.
Where do I go? They sent me an application. I guess my biggest question is, if you know, my family, we never believed in this disability welfare, but, you know, it's a point sometimes you got to say you give. And am I better off getting a lawyer with disability, or can I just fill that application out, send it in? I guess I don't know where to go. You know?
I just have a question, just because you name-dropped a couple topics. Are you talking about Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security disability?
Well, I don't qualify for any of that because I'm 60.
Sure. So there's different applications for each of those three programs. So right. I guess to maybe figure out what better suits your needs financially and otherwise, you might want to call the Aging and Disability Resource Center to kind of understand what those three benefit topics are, which one is going to fit you in terms of applying, because with most of those, there is not a paper application. Medicaid, there's a paper application, but that's really daunting. I think it's like 42 pages or something that is just unnecessary. And we can definitely make whatever that application that you want to fill out much easier to do than to fill it out on paper. So
you're out of Juneau, right?
Yep, our office is in Juneau. If you're familiar with Clearview, we're right across the street in their old building.
And whoever I talked to, they were fantastic. They helped me out. And she talked about the disability. So she sent me, you know, a packet.
So you're talking about our how-to packet that we send to people to help them get started with our disability application. That packet isn't going to be used to send to Social Security. That's a packet that we send to people to get them gather the information that you'll actually need to apply for disability, but it's not an actual application.
Okay, because she said fill it out, send it in, and then that's what I'm, you know, asking. You know, I got friends that disability, they got lawyers. And I don't know if you have to have a lawyer. You can do this on your own or what?
You don't have to.
I mean, you
have...
can. You absolutely can, but there's no need for it. Usually when we talk to people, lawyers get involved at more of the appeal stage and not necessarily the initial application. But we can talk about the ins and outs and what that even looks like for you before you even apply, just so you know what you're getting into.
Okay. Yeah, I can always call the facility. I think maybe we should have a segment on this, you know, pre-retirement or, you know, I don't qualify until I'm 67, you know, and that puts a wrench in things. I was let go and I took some time off. I went into my own funds to relax and you know, now I got to figure out where I'm going to go, you know.
That's challenging.
I got disability. I can't do the same jobs I used to do.
Sure, sure. Yeah, call our office and we can definitely schedule more of a one-on-one conversation. And depending on your comfort level, we can tell you on how to complete that application yourself, or if you need some support, we can talk about that too.
Okay. Okay.
Good luck to you.
Very good. Thank you all for listening.
From the Slimmerland Furniture Studio, this is 95.3 WBEV Beaver Dam, a Good Karma Brands radio station.